Hello, I'm Sian McLeod. I'm the British Ambassador to Serbia. Welcome to my new podcast, perhaps better described as a blogcast, as I will also post it online to read in Serbian and in English. Episode 1, The Diplomatic Carousel. Diplomacy is not just about foreign policy and global challenges, it's also about people and places. In these podcasts, I will talk about all of these. I'll talk a bit about my life as a diplomat, about places I visit and people I meet, about some of the interesting people who have lived and breathed in the same diplomatic space before me, about the issues that matter most to me as a British diplomat in the early 21st century, and I will also introduce you to some embassy and other diplomatic colleagues and share some of my favourite stories about British diplomats and diplomacy in this corner of Europe in years gone by. This will not be a comprehensive record or a scholarly history. Any comments represent my own perspective, my own understanding, and my own views. So what is that perspective? Who am I? I'm a career British diplomat. I joined Her Majesty's Diplomatic Service in 1986 from the unusual background of a training as a professional classical musician. If you're listening to this as a podcast, that was me playing the piano, though actually my main study at the Royal Academy of Music was the violin. Although I intended to spend my life as a professional musician and I still love to play, I have worked for the UK's Foreign Ministry for well over 30 years and still love it, well, almost every day. Although professionally trained musicians are rare in the diplomatic corps, accomplished musicians are not. I'll talk a bit more about music and diplomacy in a future broadcast. And although some foreign services recruit largely people with a legal training or an education in international relations or foreign languages, the British Diplomatic Service has a much more varied profile. My colleagues include former engineers, former scientists, mathematicians, medical doctors, teachers, and so on. This is one of the things I like most about my diplomatic service, and I think it's one of our greatest strengths. We bring different experience and different perspectives to the job. Diplomacy is a fascinating life, and of course it's a huge privilege to represent your country. But it's also an endlessly challenging one, and to be honest, at times it can be pretty exhausting. Behind the public activities and the private meetings, modern diplomats are busy, sometimes round the clock, reporting to, consulting and advising their own governments, and managing their embassies. Constantly on the move, and often a very long way from home, sometimes in challenging environments, a diplomatic career is not for the faint-hearted. I hope in these blogcasts to give some insight into the diplomatic merry-go-round that each year transports diplomats and their families to new countries and new challenges, and that brings to each of our diplomatic missions a constantly changing kaleidoscope of people and personalities. Welcome aboard.